After our Lord said, "I thirst," on the cross, all the prophecies of his passion had been fulfilled. The Redeemer had received the full measure of all his sufferings. It was the most sorrowful and desolate hour of his life. As our Lord foretold when he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, "This is the hour and the power of darkness, the darkest hour of the God-man's life. But the night is darkest right before the dawn." That is, though we are plunged in the deepest sadness on account of our Lord's sufferings, he wills to give us a taste of joy. And so it is that after he said, "I thirst," our Savior uttered the sixth word: "It is consummated. It is accomplished." To understand these words, we must understand them from the point of view of the God-man. At the beginning of time, God, in a sense, wrote a symphony, the creation symphony. He created the sun, the moon, seasons, nature, and animals. It was a beautiful composition. Man was the climax of God's symphony, and all was going well until man did not want to play the right note. Man played a discordant note, a sour note, original sin. The first sin of man ruined God's creation symphony. But God took the creation symphony that had been ruined, and with that sour note, he wrote a new symphony, the redemption symphony. He would send his divine Son to redeem mankind after the fall. With redemption, God would repair the creation symphony. It, the redemption symphony, would be his new masterpiece, even more beautiful than the first. Now, when we consider our Lord on Calvary, he is drawing to a close this beautiful symphony. It is the last movement. Our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is finishing the redemption symphony. Thus, with all the prophecies about his passion fulfilled, our Lord utters the words, "It is accomplished." These words mean that the work of redemption is consummated. It is finished. It is accomplished. As Adam sinned through Eve by means of the tree of life, so our Lord would redeem us through Mary by means of the tree of the cross. And so the new redemption symphony is written. But there remains for us to play our part in the symphony. Our part is reparation. That is, we have our music, we have our instruments, and in our lives we must carry out the symphony of redemption and the work of reparation each day. We do this to repair or make up for the harm we have done to the Sacred Heart by our sins. And how can we do this? How can we play our part? First, by avoiding sin. Second, we make reparation by acts of mortification, of virtue, and by offering to our Lord our daily sacrifices which so please him. We do not have to look far for opportunities for reparation, because offering up our daily crosses can be the best means of reparation. The headache, traffic, persons who bother us, the cross of corrupt politicians or immoral entertainment. By bearing these crosses, we make reparation to our Lord. By these little sacrifices, we show him we appreciate and we are grateful for what he suffered to redeem us, indebtedness for his passion and death. My dear faithful, when we hear our Lord say, "It is finished," we realize that he did his part in the redemption symphony. Now, we must strive to do our part, to comfort his bleeding heart and to heal those painful wounds. By taking up our cross, we play our part in our Lord's redemption symphony, and we accomplish his work, his masterpiece, and thus we allow him and help him to say, "It is accomplished."